What's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Put It in the Book show. Our back-to-back pregame shows for you this go-around. I am Steve, got Rodriguez here, my good buddy to my left, your right.
Welcome to the show, people.
Welcome, right, baby.
To your left, welcome.
It's a nice day.
It's a beautiful morning.
Decent day to be a
Met fan.
It's morning somewhere.
It's a decent day to be a Mets fan. Better than being a skanky. Sorry, Timmy. And we love you, Timmy. You're a good
fuck
guy.
Fuck Mugstead. Fuck Mugstead.
Producer Joe is back. He's back in the house. Showed up this week, and it's going to be glorious. It's going to be a much shorter show than what we're typically used to. We'll go to about 7:05, and then obviously we turn our attentions to the Cardinals tonight. But before we do that, as always, let's get this party started, Producer Joe. Let's do it.
Told you. Come on.
Let's do what specifically? Let's do what specifically?
Start the show.
Let's go. Put it in the book.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. The Put It in the Book show brought to you by PopCulturePros.com. We are here. Senor Rodriguez, how's everything going? It's not been too long since the last time we were here. That smile is an indication of how most of the weekend went.
Dude, how could the weekend be bad? We took 2 out of 3 from the Skankies. Okay? 2 out of 3 from the Skankies. And maybe in some distant effort somewhere down the line, we caused them not to make the playoffs. Even better, man.
Do you like
even
that? Better.
It's a perfect weekend.
It's nice.
Except for football. But other than that, it was a really good weekend.
That's later on in the week. John Perry, that's a new name. Welcome to the show. We appreciate you joining in and watching us. Let's go, Mets.
Thanks for listening and watching.
A veteran of the show. Mr. Terzio says, it is a beautiful day in the neighborhood at 1:45 in the morning.
There he is.
You know, Terzio. You know what?
Terzio can't come in here and start talking his nonsense about the Mets until he hits us with what he needs to do. He has to give us the joke, okay?
Otherwise, don't
post him. I don't want to hear from him. I don't want to see any Terzio stuff until he gives us his wife joke. Okay, Terzio?
Gives us the goods. Gone, buddy. Stanton is from Producer Joe. Stanton is dating Terzio's ex. Is that what the whistling is all about? All the plays. Whistling at my ex-wife. There it is.
There it is. All right, Frank, you're on the show.
He's on. We've officially started.
We started the show. The Terzio wife joke. Okay.
That's it. That's the indicator.
I'm sorry, Mrs. X Terzio. But I enjoy him when he says these jokes about you. It's a horrible thing, but I do enjoy them.
It brings joy.
You know what? It does bring joy. Is his wife's name Joy, I think. Right?
Ooh. Well, we do know a Joy, you know. There is a Joy out there.
Let's not talk about her.
All right, let's not do that. But she got her own show now on Saturday afternoons on there.
Jason
moving on up.
Little sisters doing it.
Yeah. Doing her thing. All right.
She's doing it big time.
Let's get into this. We had the weekend series setting up with the Yankees, Mets and Yankees, the second set of the Subway Series for this year. The Mets took 2 out of 3 in Yankee Stadium earlier in the year. And we had it, head into this. It's a huge series for both teams. Both teams need to win this series. The Yankees are falling further and further behind. I think the Blue Jays just jumped ahead of them. And then, you have the Mets who are, that's a plus. The Mets, who are now a half a game behind the Phillies, you know, you gotta get to the Phillies before you can get to the Braves. Five games out in the National League East, Red Rodriguez, and now in a little bit of a flip, we have been further out of the wild card than we were of the division. Now we are three games out of the wild card. The two teams that are ahead of us, there's three teams ahead of us, but immediately is the Phillies, who we play a three-game series with over the weekend, and the Cardinals.
Take care of that real quick. And the Cardinals. We can take care of them, too. We're writing our own destiny.
Exactly. That's the best part of this, of the last, it was 18 games of the season, is that now, you know, even though you got the Red Sox thing thrown in there and the Yankee thing, and that's behind us, very emotional weekend, and we'll get to that. But now you can see multiple ways to get into the playoffs, and somehow, if you make it into the wild card, somehow shock the Dodgers. But again, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Yeah, because I was just doing a little bit of light listening on a different podcast, and Martino.
Martino. Okay.
Andy.
He annoys
Anthony.
Me. Andy.
You know what he really annoyed me today? He came on because he wrote the book that he wrote, Cheaters, I think it's called, and it's got, you know, stuff from the Astros and stuff from the Yankees and stuff. And so what he found interesting was that the Yankees, with this whistling stuff, they were pissed off that the Astros did it, but now there might be some involvement there. That's number one. Number two, he was asked about the Mets, you know, playing out these games in order to get to the postseason, and he said it is he feels it's disrespectful to be talking about any chance the Mets have to make the playoffs because it ain't happening.
But the great Andy Martino, the great athlete, it really pissed me off. How many championships have you won?
Did he throw 45?
If you throw 45, it's going to be a lot. You don't crack 37. You don't crack 37, Andy Martino. Let's be honest, buddy. I mean, there is a chance that the Mets could make the playoffs. Absolutely.
Of course.
By the wild card and or the division. You know, we have two teams in front of us that we can beat. The only thing is we have to keep this offense going. And our pitchers have to step up just a tad more until the Noah and Cy Gram decide to come back. Even if Noah comes back as a closer or a middle reliever, the fact that you can spot start him for an inning or two, you know, let him do his thing, get him out, bring in some other guys, be an opener, be a closer. You know, come in and do your one inning. I'm sure 99 fastball and 89 changeup. With location, because that's how he pitches. He has very good location for a man his size. Because his windup and his delivery is so compact, he's really good at actually, you know, being around the strike zone for a big guy.
Right.
He can close out a game. He can come in and close out a game and get his arm ready to go deeper into the playoffs. Is he available? Would he be available to go into the playoffs and the World Series if he started pitching for us?
Yeah. Yeah, so he had to be on the 40-man roster as of September 1st. So if Brad Hand, for example, he cannot, right?
Right, he cannot.
So we have some Martino comments in the comment section here. Okay. Tom, Mr. Bohan. Oh, sorry, producer Joe. He's a B jerk.
He's a B jerk.
Mr. Boulay, see what happens when Luis Rojas doesn't change the lineup every other day. The team gets some continuity.
Wow. Have another sip.
Why are you putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable?
That was very good, Producer Joe. We missed that last week.
That comes natural.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. Mr. Bohan says, listen to Shea anything. Also, Martinez thinks it's cool to diss the Mets. I don't understand. And then, like, he's so full of himself, I feel like. Comes out and says, guys, you know, people are going to be upset about this. And for those of you, you know, this has been an underachieving team. Who cares? They are three games and five games out.
You kind of sound like them. Okay, you're doing a real good imitation.
He's got that
guy. Okay,
really irritating voice. So I'm glad I can get.
He has a really annoying voice. I got to tell you that right now for sure.
Terzio. Terzio says he. Oh, Terzio's going to do his season ticket package tomorrow. He is voicing his displeasure and getting home at 1:40 in the morning. I will not purchase tickets if they are 7-inning games. Which, I mean, you got it. You got some type of a point there. I mean, if you're paying for 9-inning games, we talked about this earlier in the year. And
I'm
then
not that
Rodriguez
set against 7-inning doubleheaders.
No.
I'm not.
No, I think it's the you know, the consumer is paying for less. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, Mr. Gines, greetings, our friend. Hope all is well in your neck of the woods.
Hope you're well, bud.
So let's get into it. I thought that the whole thing on Saturday.
Fight?
No fight. No. Oh. We're talking about September 11. We should be hugging. You know.
Okay. I wouldn't hug you before that, but I'll just.
You a lie.
I'll give you a
but
pound.
Anyway,
I did hug you on time at the soccer field. That you see, you're slow, Farachi. You've been drinking a lot.
Yeah.
Do it again. Come on. Try it one more time. One more
Boom.
Time. There you go. All right. Producer Joe, you get that one there in the back.
So, ooh, gets that one back there in the back. All right, so.
That's how you like it.
I thought the 9/11, it couldn't have gone any better. I think they had a ton of different things going on in town. You had the tennis stuff going on. You had the Mets and Yankees, which is the biggest ticket in town. When that goes on, Bobby Valentine and Joe Torre, the Piazza, everything that was going on, even the moment before where the two teams got together, which is what the Braves and the Mets did. Funny that we always have this type of thing again, and it's with our rivalries, you know.
Oh,
so we gotta
my
go
God.
Hug them.
With the teams that we hate the most. Right. What a lesson to learn. What a lesson in life.
So what did you think about it? I mean, I thought it was great.
I thought it was wonderful, man. I thought it was fantastic. It was a nice way to pay tribute to the people that give their lives to save other people, you know. If I can say something, my brother's brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, Raisa, her brother was a security guard at the World Trade Center, and he was in school studying, and they called him in to come and help. He got out, he left school, ran down to the World Trade Center, put his uniform on to try and help people, and he didn't make it. His name is Smerlin Salcedo. So my respects to him on 911. My love. I miss him. We all miss him. But I just wanted to say that real quick. I don't want to take too much time. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But I think it was great, man. It was a really nice moment in New York. And it was good that the two New York teams were there to celebrate it together. I'm down for that every year. And I think now when you see that, you realize that why there was, interdivisional baseball in September, because it was a good thing that the Mets and the Yankees met.
Yeah, that had to happen. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. 100% had to happen. Keith is taking another vacation day this week. So we hope to see him back next week.
He has them stored up. He might as well use them before we take them away.
Yes. There, look at this. What other shirt could I have worn today? Than Mr. Lindor, who brought back the smile yesterday. So 9/11, that was great. We got through that, and ultimately couldn't pull it out. Trevor May had his he didn't have his stuff that night, and the 17 times before it he did. So I mean, for those of you guys getting on people, it happens. That is what
he has
is,
to change speeds, dude. He has to change speeds. His fastball doesn't play that well in the National League, man. Dude, even though it was the Skankies. However, in the National League, his fastball is going to get ripped if he doesn't change speeds. Trevor May, please listen to us. Listen to me. Change speeds consistently. Don't try to blow people out. Thank you.
Don't do it. All right, John Stonebreaker says, wow, not a lot of viewers. We appreciate that insight. We look like a very well-respected individual. So you come into Sunday night's game, nationally televised. Manny, what's up, buddy? nationally televised game on ESPN Sunday night. Yes, we have A-Roid and whatnot. George says,
"George, don't even put him on. Why is he coming on with this nonsense, George? Zip it, dude. We took 2 out of 3." It should have been 3 out of 3. It should have been 7 out of 3.
I would have liked 3 out of 3.
Give us a break. I would like it too, but damn, man.
And to beat the Marlins that last game last week.
Well, we should have won. We should have beat the Marlins. That's poop and milk. George, poop and milk. whatever the rest of that was.
Love all right.
You, Georgie. My brother's name is George, by the way.
Georgie!
Jorge!
Manny, what's going on? You're having technical issues. You need to hear the greatness that's coming out of Rodriguez's mouth right there.
Oh, I could get in trouble again.
All right, no, well let's not do that. Let's fast forward to yesterday, last night, Sunday night game of the week, ESPN, A-Roid, Vasquez, and all. The whole whistling thing comes to light, and it was reported on. It felt like it happened right before Lindor's home run. By the way, Brian Hump sucks. I am thankful that Lindor was the one that knocked him out of the playoffs, baby. Right there, right in that muscle. Brian Hump sucks getting a little out of the playoffs.
Suck it, Hump. Suck it.
Lindor proved to be better than VR and LeMahieu last night. But, you know, just 3 home runs. He finally gets his Mets moment.
Big time.
It'd be nice if he continues at this time.
All in one.
But he's all right, and so not only does he hit 3 home runs, hit the game winning home run, but he also he's not afraid to stand up, take that leadership role with the whistling situation, and then you have him, Lindor, and Baez standing next to each other. Baez saying, "Come on, right here. Come on,
dude,
right here,
dude." Well, that was as a Puerto Rican, that was a proud moment for me. I was so excited when I saw him come up and go, "You come on, you talk smack." I was like, and both of them were there, like, "Yeah, come on, what's up?" It was bad because we shouldn't be fighting on 9/11
that weekend.
I mean, honestly, especially not this weekend. We shouldn't be fighting,
right?
However, you know, here's the thing. You know, you can't let these guys try to disrespect you. They think they're still your big brother. Nah, we caught up now. We're the same size now. Guess what? You know, we got Baez, we got Lindor, we got Big Pete. That he's not gonna let anything happen to any of those little guys. That guy runs like a Big Pete runs like that goofy fat kid in the movies, in every movie. Have you ever seen Pete Alonso run? He runs like so weird. However,
so does Dom Smith.
He's gonna pound you. Dom Smith, not as much.
He runs with the little steps. Yeah,
little steps. Yeah, I don't know. The kid's 6 feet. Take long strides, dude. It's a lot easier, man. Trust me. Why don't they teach these people these things? Come on,
Rodriguez. Please. Did you hurt? It has come to our attention that John Stonebreaker, who commented earlier, is saying that your partner in the white Mets shirt laughed at me. Don't know what his problem is. I hit unsubscribe.
I laughed at what you what you said to him.
All right, producer Joe, can you let's Terzio says bye, John. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. let's look at standings as we talk through this. But what, Rodriguez? What is the importance of these guys getting on the same page? We're just a few weeks away from trade Lindor, don't say release Baez, do this, do that, because of a little thumbs down and Brett Gardner yesterday, he put the thumbs down. But why on earth, that was a huge news story at the time, we wanted it to blow over real quick, Baez helped that, but now, you know, we're just a few weeks later and Lindor is getting a curtain call, winning heels, hitting heels. How important was that last night, Rodriguez?
It was huge, man. It helped him become a Met. Last night, Francisco Lindor became a Met in a lot of people's hearts. You know, he finally said, "I'm taking the game in my hands. I'm going to win it. I'm going to win it. Be cocky about it. I'm going to let them know that I'm the man here, that you don't mess with this team, that we belong here." And as soon as the Met fans see that, forget about it, man. He becomes a Met for life, dude. He's 5'10", and he's fighting 7'7" giant Stanton, you know? And he's like backing away. He's walking towards him, you know? And then you got Baez coming up behind him. The Hornswoggle. That's not even that close.
What was the guy's?
You know what?
Kali.
Weird color hair. Kali. That guy, that's what Stanton looks like, a big Kali.
He's a big, bro, did you see the part where they were talking about linebackers and stuff? The Yankees are a big team that's in
third place. The Yankees are huge, Aaron Judge, Stanton, and that kid that plays first base who's got muscles like that, like a big burly kid that plays first base. And then you got freaking crackhead steroid boy, the ball-headed guy.
Gardner?
Doing the Gardner. You know Gardner. He's on Royce, dude. His neck is like this big.
And his hat and his everything. And how angry he gets all the time.
He's always angry. He just struck out. He struck you out because you're stupid. You swung at a crappy pitch.
Yeah.
How about that?
And you got busted inside by Edwin Diaz. I mean, how pumped was Stanton to be up there in the ninth inning? Just all he thought in his head was home run. That's all that he was thinking.
Yeah,
and he was swinging for. I mean, if he would have connected on one of those 100-mile-an-hour,
oh my god!
I mean, you're looking at 550 out there.
Don't even think about it. That might have cleared the stadium. That might have gone out if he connected on one of those. But it was a great job, man. It was a great job.
Yeah. It was a great night at the stadium. Let's catch up on the comments, then we'll go back to the standings, and we'll wrap this bad boy up. Where are we? Jamie says, as a proud Puerto Rican, seeing Lindor get emotional. Oh, we're up there. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Terzio, or I call my ex-wife. She'll beat the shit out of you. Jamie says, as a proud Puerto Rican, seeing Lindor get emotional made me feel the same. They both have cojones.
Plenty of it, no fear.
He's finally slowly earning our respect and love again. Yeah, I mean,
Manny doesn't want to give it out just yet. Manny's told
not yet. It's like creeping, right?
Almost there, Manny.
Stanton is Puerto Rican as well. He's a big boy. Yeah, he's big. I mean, PED user Luke Voigt is the guy you were referring to. Crackhead Luke Gardner Voigt. Says Manny.
There you go.
Manny Gines appreciated that comment, and. Crackhead Gardner. I hope Jamie said, I hope this was the spark plug for the rest of the season. This is it. 18 games. Light that spark up and let's do it.
I mean, you're going to fight the Yankees. You're going to have a brawl with the Yankees, and you win and you beat them in the last, basically the last inning. You close the shut them down, basically. I mean, that's it. That's the rivalry right there. That's for the
next. Not going to say I wasn't scared. Years. I wasn't going to say I wasn't nervous.
I didn't want to look. I was like, I can't believe this guy. I can't even look at that. That was terrible. But
Jimmy,
we got out of it.
All right, we got about five minutes left here. So let's start wrapping this up. If you have not seen the Evan Roberts interview, as Terzio was talking about from last week with Rojas, it was. Anxious and going back and forth and it was a good interview on either side. If you're fed up with Rojas, you're gonna love it from the Evan Roberts side. If you are a Rojas supporter, you'll love it from the Rojas side. But Evan Roberts at the end of it just said, you know what, I'm done with Rojas. I'm done, and then he just backed off it. But listen to it. There are a couple of things that make sense here and there, but these things are going to happen. I get annoyed with a couple of things that Rojas has done in the last week and a half or so. Mazzica over JD Davis. That's my biggest one. I mean, that should never ever happen. I don't care if it's a righty or lefty. But
there had to be some reason that made.
He just
sense.
Said it was did the he, matchup. He just said it was a matchup. He said it was a matchup and he's got a tough slider. I get it, but Mazzica has many more times than not made soft contact. JD Davis has been hitting the ball from the left field line to the right field line. That's just me.
You know what? I could go either way on that because I've seen Mazzica when he was catching towards the latter end of it before they took him out again. He was stinging the ball hard. He was hitting line drives and he was pulling them to right field. So I saw that also, you know. But
yeah,
I guess you know.
Yeah, but I think you just go with the better hitter there. Alonso has the highest batting average team, and it's Rojas's fault. It's Rojas's fault. Fire him for having the highest batting average on there. Let's bring the standings back up real quick, and then we'll head on out here. Peter, we appreciate the Goober comment. Yes, signed Baez. Greatest Met game of the year. It was great. It was exactly what we needed. Here are the standings. National League East. Atlanta followed by Philadelphia, 4.5 out. Phillies have lost 7 out of 10. You know, the Mets are kind of going in the opposite direction there, or so we hope. It all boils down for the division. You got to be 3 games out or less as you go into that Braves series. That's easy, very simple math. And then if we can go over to the wild card picture, you got 3 teams in front of you, 2 of which we're facing this week, and then the other team who is just kind of like falling apart out west, and that's the San Diego Padres. They've lost a bunch in a row. But again, Rodriguez, look at what you said. We are in control of our own destination here.
We are. We just have to
destination
play
playoffs.
Play the games to win. Play them. Every game is your last game. Every win is your. It means something to the season. You have to win every game or die trying. Even if you're spent by the time the playoffs come, it's an achievement. You have to do this. There's no other. You can't take a loss. You can't take a loss and be blasé about it. It's critical that you win every single game. And I don't care how nice you want to be.
Just win, baby. All we got to do is win. Everything else, take care of it. It's
well said, George. Well said.
We're going to beat the Cardinals tonight and tomorrow. I like the thought process there, Terzio. Last bit of business, Once Upon a Time in Queens. Starts tomorrow, 30 for 30 on ESPN. I don't know why they're putting it on nights where the Mets are playing. But 8 to 10 tomorrow, 8 to 10 on Wednesday. And then Thursday, just binge it. Mets are off. Just watch all 4 hours of glorious stuff. Man, it's going to be great. Keith Hernandez, the whole crew, Ojeda, Sid Fernandez is in there. Dwight Gooden gave a little bit of a preview last night on ESPN where, oh my God, A-Rod, lifelong Mets fan, huge Mets. God, that's so, it irked me so much.
I hated him. I couldn't even hear him on the show last night. I had to. It's horrible. And why is he calling our games? Why? Why is he calling our games? Please.
He should somebody. Be banned.
He oh, should I'm be banned? Banned. You're banned. He should be banned. Oh, you're banned.
Oh, you banned. Yeah. All right. Let's close this bad boy out, Rodriguez. Big old blue and orange ribbon on this.
Did I hear? Is that breaking? Is Ron Darling not going to be in the Met broadcast booth next year?
I hope that's not the truth.
I heard.
Are we ending on poop and milk?
We're ending on breaking news. I hear it in the ticker. It's 1920, 1925 again. Yeah, I hear it on the ticker. I heard that news. I just wanted to know. Maybe you knew something about it. Maybe one of the people listening and watching know anything about it. I hear Ron Darling is not going to be in the booth. And I hope it's not true so I can go back and tell the person that told me this that he's a douche. But anyway, just saying that. Let's go, Mets.
All right.
Vaccinate, hibernate. Make sure you're okay. Don't breathe and cough on other people like Karachi does, or lick them like he tries to do. let's go, Mets.
All right. Really quick, did you see Keith Hernandez attempt to hand Ron Darling the Coke bottle that he drank, the Coke Zero? Did you see that happen? And Ron Darling was like, and he almost dove out of the booth. He said he's a very big germaphobe. He's like the Howie Mandel of the Mets. Next show will be next Monday, Frank. I think we're good for Mondays for the rest of the month. But of course, that can change. Producer Joe, you have any words of wisdom? Pat going to the game tomorrow. Let's go Mets against those Cardinals. Producer Joe, what you got?
You know what? Once again, it's September. You know, it's mid-September, and we're still in it. So. Appreciate it. Enjoy it. Out of 25 seasons of Subway Series with the Yankees, that's the only 4th time that we won the season series. So,
look at that.
You know, we smacked the Yankees in their stupid face, and that's enjoyable. enjoy the last 2 weeks of the season. You know, let's go Mets.
We're going to enjoy it as much as the team will allow us to enjoy it, which is going to be playoffs, baby. That would be the first year, right? We're taking baby steps here at the show.
How many games we got left?
18 games.
So we can get to 90 wins?
Oh, yeah. If we go 18-0, boom. Right there.
There you go.
Sweep, sweep, sweep. What did Baez do that time? Sweep, 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 sweep. All right, Terzio. Next week I'll do Jack. This week I did Jameson. But let's head on out here because the game's about to start in about 3 minutes. For myself, for Rodriguez, producer Joe, Keith, Jeez. Who's on the road. We appreciate you guys watching today and letting us be your pregame show. And we will talk to you next week. We'll keep you updated on all the goings on with the Mets and all the such in the group. And until next week. Peace out, everybody.
Peace out. Put it in the books.